BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Alice? Hi. Didn't wake you up, did I?
No, I was in the shower. Is everything okay?
Yeah, just ringing to see how you are this morning.
Meaning, have I kept off the drink?
No. Well, yeah, that's part of it, I suppose.
Don't worry, Adam. I haven't touched a drop.
That's great.
Is it? Trouble is, when you're sober, everything comes into horrible sharp focus.
You're bound to have a head full of thoughts.
Like what I did to Valen, Joy, everyone. It's really weighing on me.
Well, you're doing brilliantly to keep sober. Especially after Jakob's little slip-up yesterday.
Yeah. I was lying awake for hours thinking about that.
Yeah, Lillian did explain it, though. They're just sounding out temporary cover for you.
That's what she said. I'm not so sure.
Look, it's probably best if we leave that for now. You need to concentrate on today.
I know.
Pick you up by 9?
Okay. I'll be ready.
Great. See you then. George!
I need to get to the polytunnels.
Yeah, quick word first.
What is it, Adam?
I've just been looking over the silage bales that you stacked the other day.
Yeah?
Did you know a couple of them are punctured?
What? Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Okay, show me which ones and I'll patch them up.
You did use the grabber, didn't you?
Of course I did. And I took care, honest.
Okay, well, better get some duct tape from the workshop. Yeah?
Adam?
Yes?
I heard Alice is in court today. Is that right?
She is, yes.
What do you think her chances are? What's she going to get?
I'm sorry, I've really no idea.
Any good news for a change?
Oh.
Or is it just bills?
No, it's some...
What is that? Are you hiding it?
No, I... Look, Father Love, you know at the hospital, they gave you a few leaflets and one of them was about this baby loss certificate you can get.
Yes.
Well, I knew you weren't keen, but I thought it might help me, so I applied for one.
I see.
And, well, this is it. It's arrived.
Can I have a look?
Are you sure?
Well, I'd like to.
Oh, okay.
Looks very official, doesn't it?
It is official.
It's just got your name on it as parent.
Yeah, you made it pretty clear and I didn't want to make assumptions on your behalf. I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't have done it at all.
No, don't be sorry. If it was important to you...
I didn't really know what to do, but... This was available and I thought, well, what harm could it do? But if it makes things worse between us...
No, it shouldn't do that. Harrison, I've been thinking a lot about... You know, the other day, I hated that.
Me too.
And I've realised that I overreacted about your memorial service thing.
It really wasn't a service. It was just a few prayers.
The miscarriage, it was obviously significant to you. And... Of course you should be able to react in your own way. I was out of order.
I should have told you what I was planning.
You should be able to do whatever works for you, whether that's something in a church or this.
Thank you.
I want to support you.
I really appreciate that. Really. And the prayers. That wasn't me trying to create a baby from nothing.
I know.
It was that... I don't know... Just to say goodbye to the possibility of one.
I get that now. I'm sorry I was so horrible about it.
You weren't horrible.
Oh, yes, I was. And I never want to be like that again.
Oh, come here.
Oh. I love you.
I love you too.
And, I've got a confession to make now.
Have you?
You know, one of the reasons I got so upset is that you did the church thing without telling me.
Yeah.
Well, I did something without telling you.
Go on.
Last Friday, with Kirsty.
Your film night?
Well, actually, we went into town for a drink, a few drinks. Well, there's more than a few. I won't lie, I got completely obliterated.
I had no idea.
No. Well, I spent most of Saturday holed up at Kirsty's trying to get over a monster hangover. But afterwards, I felt a lot lighter, like I'd wiped the slate clean.
Maybe that was your way of dealing with everything.
I think it was.
A bit different from mine.
Well, it couldn't be more different, really.
Well, that's fine, isn't it? It's, like you said, we need to react in our own ways.
So you understand?
Of course I do.
Oh, God, I'm so relieved.
And, look, don't worry about this. I'm not going to frame it or put it on the wall or anything.
You do what you need to do.
Maybe just keep it in a drawer somewhere.
Whatever. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, but,
Oh, no, yeah, you need to get off.
Yeah. What are you planning to do today?
Well, the grass is growing so fast it could do with another court. Thought I'd start there.
Great. Not tempted to go to the court, then?
What?
Alice's case is up today, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Borchester Magistrates.
How does that make you feel? Is it bringing up the anger again?
The justice system is taking its course, and I'm going to let it.
Right.
What will be, will be.
I done those repairs.
Oh, thanks, George.
I know it ain't ideal.
No, better the bales weren't damaged in the first place. But you've done what you can now.
I'm sorry, I don't know how it happened. I've had a lot on my mind lately.
Well, being the village hero can't be easy, I suppose.
I wish people would stop calling me that.
All eyes on you.
Yeah.
Now I have to dash, but maybe we could go for a pie and a pint sometime. Take your mind off it.
Oh, no. You're all right, Adam.
Yeah, my treat.
That's nice of you to offer, but no thanks.
They really keep you waiting, don't they?
It's like your solicitor said. They don't know how long each case is going to last.
I'm sure you've got better things to do than to be hanging around with me all morning, Adam. If you need to get off...
Don't be silly. It shouldn't be long now, Alice. They called the one before you on the list ages ago.
Yeah.
And I don't suppose yours will last very long. With you pleading guilty, it'll mainly just be a question of mitigation.
They're really serious charges, though. I wouldn't blame them if they thought I was a menace to society.
Look, I know you're worried about going to jail, but Harriet didn't seem to think it's very likely. Yes, you'll get a fine and a driving ban. But if they add anything else, hopefully it'll just be a community punishment. Or a suspended sentence at most.
Maybe.
And as long as you stay free, there's a much better chance of things working out at the stables.
I think I've been kidding myself about that.
No.
I know I wouldn't actually be barred from working with children. Would you want your kid being taught to ride by someone with a criminal record?
That isn't what Lillian said.
But they might have no choice. They might find they have to sack me just to protect the stable's reputation.
Alice Margaret Carter?
Oh, dear.
Okay. Now, I know this is tough, but you need to get a good hold on yourself and make a good...
No, I know. I'm okay. Time to face up to the truth.
New potatoes and salad stuff.
Oh, thanks, George. Can you put them in the kitchen for me?
Sure.
Oh, isn't it a beautiful day?
What'd you say?
A lovely day to be working outside.
Except I ain't been.
Oh.
Gets pretty hot in them pulley tunnels this time of year.
Oh, yeah, I guess it would.
Morning. Or afternoon, or whatever.
Hey, love.
Oh, well, it's always morning till you've had your lunch, innit?
Hey, George. How you doing, mate?
All right.
Yeah? Now, when can we expect the next Bartleby video, then?
Actually,
Oh, one about the secret life of the Darts team was hilarious.
There probably ain't going to be no more.
Oh, why is that?
Selling him, ain't we?
Selling him?
Sorry, I need to get on.
Oh, right.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Why are they selling Bartleby?
Well, Emma did mention that they're finding him a bit expensive, you know, medication and special diet.
Oh, right. Oh. Shame about the videos, though.
Well, never mind that. I didn't expect to see you until tonight.
No, well, I was about to make myself a sandwich when I thought, why not come and see my lovely wife?
Oh.
and enjoy some of her excellent cooking into the bargain.
Oh, well, in that case, you might as well have this now.
What on earth is that?
It's a lasagna.
It doesn't look like any lasagna I've ever seen. That's cream and that chocolate.
Mm-hmm. A peanut butter lasagna. It's been quiet this morning, so I thought I'd make it for you.
All of it?
Well, why not?
Are you trying to kill me, woman, and make history into the bargain?
What do you mean?
Well, first time peanut butter's ever been used as a murder weapon.
Well, you don't have to eat it all.
Yeah, I know that, but let's face it, I am going to, aren't I?
I still can't believe it.
I'm sorry.
Why didn't you plead guilty? It was all agreed.
I know.
Harriet could not have been clearer.
I just couldn't help it, Adam.
Just couldn't help it. Oh, my...
When I heard the question, I knew I was trying to say it. I expected to say it, but the word just wouldn't come out.
I simply don't understand.
There was just inside me something deep down. I wouldn't have driven after drinking that much. I couldn't have.
But surely there's masses of evidence that you did, which now will all come out in court.
I know that, but I still feel it. I don't think I'd have put other people's lives in danger like that. I mean, my own life, sure, because that's not worth anything.
Alice.
Driving when I was blackout drunk. No, that would be insane.
Harriet was furious, you know, I could tell.
You see, if I have a drink, I always put my keys in the glove compartment, so I can't just drive away automatically.
She's going to have to gather much harder evidence than that. You know the Crown Court can give out stiffer sentences than the magistrates?
Yes.
And with those blood test results, I hate to say this, but by pleading not guilty, haven't you just made a prison sentence that much more likely?
Oh, God, what have I done? I'm frightened, Adam.
Oh, me too. Look, let's just get you home, and we can talk about this a bit more.
All right. But I need to stop at a shop on the way.
What?
Or I could get something here.
Something? You don't mean drink, do you?
There's a place in Abbey Street.
No, I won't let you.
Well, just drive me home then. I can walk to the village shop.
Please, Alice, no. You've done so well this week. You can't let this drag you under.
Really? Can't I?